And then it came time for him to testify, and I learned what it meant to be re-victimized. I want to remind you, the night after it happened, he said he never planned to take me back to his dorm. He said he didn't know why we were behind a dumpster. He got up to leave because he wasn't feeling well, and when he was suddenly chased and attacked. Then he learned, I could not remember. So 1 year later, as predicted, a new dialogue emerged. Brock had a strange new story, almost sounded like a poorly written young adult novel, with kissing and dancing and hand-holding, and lovingly tumbling onto the ground. And most importantly in this new story, there was suddenly consent. 1 year after the incident, he remembered, oh yeah, by the way, she actually said yes to everything. So he said he asked me if I wanted to dance. Apparently, I said yes. He asked me if I wanted to go to his dorm. I said yes. Then he asked if he could finger me, and I said yes. Most guys don't ask, can I finger you? Usually, there's a natural progression of things, unfolding, consensually. Not a Q&A. But apparently, I granted full permission. He's in the clear. Even in his story, I only said a total of 3 words, yes, 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 before he had me half naked on the ground. Future reference, if you are confused about whether a girl can consent, see if she can speak an entire sentence. You couldn't even do that. Just one coherent string of words. Where was the confusion? This is common sense. This is human decency. According to him, the only reason we were on the ground was because I fell down. No. If a girl falls down, help her back up. Do not mount her, hump her, take off her underwear, and insert your hand inside her vagina. If a girl falls down, help her up. If she is wearing a cardigan over her dress, don't take it off so that you can touch her breast. Maybe she is cold. Maybe that's why she wore the cardigan. Next in the story, 2 Swedes on bicycles approached you and you ran when they tackled you. Why didn't you say, stop, everything's okay. Go ask her, she's right over there. She'll tell you. I mean, you had just asked for my consent, right? I was awake, right? When the policeman arrived and interviewed the evil Swede who tackled you, he was crying so hard he couldn't speak because of what he'd seen. Your attorney has repeatedly pointed out, well, we don't know exactly when she became unconscious. And you're right. Maybe I was still fluttering my eyes and wasn't completely limp yet. That was never the point. I was too drunk to speak English, too drunk to consent way before I was on the ground. I should have never been touched in the first place. Brock stated, at no time did I see that she was not responding. If at any time I thought she was not responding, I would have stopped immediately. Here's the thing. If your plan was to stop only when I became unresponsive, then you still do not understand. You didn't even stop when I was unconscious anyway. Someone else stopped you. 2 guys on a bike noticed I wasn't moving in the dark and had to tackle you. How did you not notice while on top of me? You said you would have stopped and gotten help. You said that, but I wanted you to explain how you would have helped me, step by step. Walk me through this. I want to know if those evil Swedes had not found me, how the night would have played out. I'm asking you, would you have pulled my underwear back on over my boots, untangled the necklace wrapped around my neck, closed my legs, covered me? Pick the pine needles from my hair, ask if the abrasions on my neck and bottom hurt. Would you then go find a friend and say, will you help me get her somewhere warm and soft? I don't sleep when I think about the way it could have gone. If the 2 guys had never come, what would have happened to me? That's what you'll never have a good answer for. That's what you can't explain, even after a year. On top of all of this, he claimed that I orgasmed after 1 minute of digital penetration. The nurse said there had been abrasions, lacerations, and dirt in my genitalia. Was that before or after I came? To sit under oath and inform all of us that yes, I wanted it, yes, I permitted it, and that you were the true victim attacked by Swedes for reasons unknown to you is appalling, is demented, is selfish, it is damaging. It is enough to be suffering. It is another thing to have someone ruthlessly working to diminish the gravity of validity of the suffering. My family had to see pictures of my head strapped to a gurney full of pine needles, of my body in the dirt with my eyes closed, hair messed up, limbs bent, and dress hiked up. And even after that, my family had to listen to your attorney say the pictures were after the fact. We can dismiss them. To say yes, her nurse confirmed there was redness and abrasions inside her, significant trauma to her genitalia. But that's what happens when you finger someone, and he's already admitted to that. To listen to your attorney attempt to paint a picture of me, the face of Girls Gone Wild, as of someone that would make it so that I had this coming for me. To listen to him say I sounded drunk on the phone because I'm silly and that's my goofy way of speaking. To point out that in the voicemail, I said I would reward my boyfriend, and we all know what I was talking about. I assure you, my rewards program is non-transferable, especially to any nameless man that approaches me.